Wouldn't it be great if we knew starting out in life what the purpose was that God called us to? When we say the purpose or God's calling, we're actually talking about exactly what we've been designed for. Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it says, "We know that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to His purpose." Loving God is a criteria that we must have in order to reach our purpose. Jesus had a purpose, and He's our perfect example. The Lord Jesus Christ came to this earth to show us how to live right before God. He said in Luke 4:43, He said, "I must go and preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, because for this purpose I have been sent." Apostle John, in 1 John 3:8, he said that Jesus came that He might destroy the works of the devil. So we see a threefold purpose that was mentioned of Jesus. One, that He came to be the message of the good news. Number two, He came to be the perfect sacrifice. And number three, He came to destroy the works of the devil. There is a way to develop within you a path or a leaning toward your calling so that you will end up where God wants you. Your calling and your purpose are greater than your faults. God knows that we all miss it, but He says, "My calling on your life is greater than the faults that are in your life," because the faults that are there in your life now at the present time are because of some of the things that the enemy did in your life, some of the things that you did, and some of the things that you allowed yourself to be tempted with. There are some things that all of us are called to as the body of Christ, as people who have called in the name of Jesus. In Ephesians chapter 1, it says, the Apostle Paul says, "As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling to which you were called." Somebody is calling you to His design. Somebody is calling you to His purpose. There are many voices in the world. The Scripture teaches that. One, of course, is the voice of God that we want to listen to. But there's also the voice of the enemy, whom Jesus called the god of this world, Satan, the devil. He's got a voice. There's also the voice of this world. And they're all calling us. Who are we going to listen to? So God has called us to walk worthy of the calling to which we have been called, or for our purpose. And also, God has called us to have fellowship with His Son. Chapter 1, verse 9 of 1 Corinthians says that Jesus, we have been called to fellowship with Jesus, a relationship with Him. You see, the church is called the body of Christ. And if we have good relationships with one another, then that can be an indication of our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. And that's one of the callings that we have upon our lives as a body of believers. We are called to have relationship with Jesus and with one another. When He designs you and I, He equips us to be able to do the things that we've been called to do. There are things resting on the inside of you that will help you fulfill your plan and purpose in God. There are things that really become dormant when we don't know our plan or purpose. We are living our lives in enemy territory. Jesus said, "The God of this world is coming and He has nothing in me." The enemy will do anything he can to stop you from reaching your God-ordained destiny. The enemy has got all kinds of tactics to put in front of us to stop us from reaching our destiny, because if we ever reach that place where we're walking totally in God's plan and purpose and destiny for our lives, the enemy is going to lose much of the ground that he holds on Prince Edward Island. If the church can ever get to that place that we're walking perfectly in God's destiny, then we will destroy the works of the enemy. We know that as we have faith that God will reveal to us our plan and purpose, we'll go through this sheet with excitement, knowing that God is going to release something to us, He's going to reveal something to us that is going to change our lives from now forward. God is going to speak to us. We must do it by faith. We must have a sense of something's going to happen. And God is calling you to your destiny today. Your living out life has brought you to a place where you think you can't do it. Well, I want to declare to you today that there is no fault in you that can keep you from God's plan if you'll yield to God.